Kul, kul, najbolj kul turne novice.
Turško gledališče in njegova oblast. Po poročanju zahodnih medijev si je turški predsednik Erdoğan pred mesecem dni z dvema dekretoma podredil tradicionalno avtonomno institucijo turških državnih gledališč. Turška gledališča po novem tako ne bodo več imela nadzora nad proračunom, programom in nepremičninami. Položaj gledališča v Turčiji nam je predstavil Bilal Akar, igralec, doktorski študent sociologije in eden od ustanoviteljev Združenja za raziskovanje kulture in gledališča. Akar, ki raziskuje transformacijo kulturnega in gledališkega polja v času vladavine stranke za pravičnost in razvoj, AKP, komentira nedavno spremembo zakona oziroma njene potencijalne posledice.
National theaters directly became under the control of the President Erdoğan. And we think that there's so many ongoing lawsuits to insult the president under the topic of the insulting the president. We think that if we criticize a national theater's play, will we insult the president? I think that. But after a few days of the regulation, they rechange it. But for now, nobody knows what will be happened for the national theaters.
Sicer pa opozori, da v Turčiji obstajajo trije tipi gledaliških ustanov. Najstarejša so mestna gledališča, ki jih financirajo mestne oblasti in so bila do nedavnega relativno svobodna in tudi umetniško močna.
For the municipality theaters, and they had better options than the national theaters, because the local municipalities let the artists, the participants, the directors decide what they want to do. But in Istanbul municipality theater, I think the 4 or 5 years ago, they changed a code, a regulation. And before that, a council was established to decide what play will be staged or who will direct. And in that council, there are more bureaucrats than artists right now.
Sledijo jim državna gledališča, ki so bila ideološki aparat kemalistične republike v njenem projektu sekularizacije, modernizacije in pozahodnjenja. Vsled te tradicije so tarča kritik alternativnih umetnikov.
The theater was seen as the symbol of the Kemalist regime. So, until that time, until the AKP regime, they continued their practice. And the national theaters were always been criticized by their artistic approaches, because they don't try to develop themselves, except in some few cases for some few directors or periods. And national theaters became just as state institutions, and the actors, directors are just state officers.
Krati pa so zaradi tega v družbi in na zahodu spoštovani in trn v peti AKP, ki se jih je lotila s privatizacijo.
The first one is the neoliberalization. AKP government is the first time they claim that national theaters must be privatized. At that time, many people was not agree with that, because they thinks that the national theaters is a symbol of the culture and a symbol of the enlightenment.
V zadnjih desetletjih pa se je razvila tudi močna neodvisna gledališka scena, ki je umetniško najbolj drzna, njen del pa so tudi kurdska gledališča. Odkar je država po protestih leta 2013 prenehala financirati neodvisne producente, pa še toliko lažje delujejo opozicijsko, saj vlada nima več na voljo vzvodov za pritisk, kakršne ima v mestnih in državnih gledališčih.
If there's a continuity and there's a opportunity for the opposition, for the alternative movement, it is the alternative theater field, not in national theater groups or municipality theaters, because in many municipality theaters of the AKP municipalities, many artists were suspended because of the political conflicts. Only a few, for instance, Bakırköy Belediye Tiyatrosu, Bakırköy Municipality Theater belongs to opposition party, Republican People's Party. And in Diyarbakır, Diyarbakır Municipality Theaters were really good in that area. However, the government appointed a trustee in the as a mayor, so he decided to close the municipality theater and suspend all actors, actresses and directors in that case.
To sicer ne pomeni, da pritiskov ni, še posebno v primeru kurdskih ustanov, ki so deležne sistematične državne represije že od 90-ih let.
In many of the municipalities refused to give open their states for the alternative groups. And they are the biggest problem for that groups, and because we have only our only economic financial sources that are tickets of audience. And for the Kurdish theater, except the Kurdish opening process, that is an ongoing state operation since 1991, the first institutions of the Kurdish theater. People were taken under custody during the plays, especially in the 90s. There are many closures on the cultural centers. After the coup d'etat attempt in 2015 in Turkey, maybe you know, of course you know, to stay under the state of emergency, I think the 90% of the Kurdish cultural centers were banned. And police took all the archives and other related documents.
Sicer Akar poudarja, da AKP nima konsistentne kulturne politike, čeprav si očitno želi kulturne hegemonije. Onkraj ekonomskih in cenzorskih pritiskov, torej povsem represivne strategije, jim manjka imaginacije in sredstev. Zato se osredotočajo predvsem na eliminacijo republikanske kulture, tudi z gentrifikacijo v mestnem središču pozicioniranih stavb državnih gledališč, ki jih spreminjajo v nakupovalna središča.
In last 10 years, the AKP government, they renovate some national theater buildings in the city centers. Actually, they close them and they sell the place for the urban transformation. Because the many of the national theaters, theater buildings are very central places. So they got really good financial profit from that. For instance, the Atatürk Kültür Merkezi, Atatürk Cultural Center in the Taksim, in the near to Gezi Park, it was closed for 10 years because they want to destroy it and rebuild it. However, the new plan includes shopping malls, cafes, restaurants, anything other than the theater stage. And of course, there will be a theater stage or the opera stage, but they just want to gentrify that.
Sicer pa se največji pritiski osredotočajo na televizijo in film, kjer sta tako cenzura kot ideološko podložena produkcija najmočnejši. Pri tem pa Akar meni, da niti podpovprečne režimsko sponzorirane drame, niti prav takšni filmi in nadaljevanke pri občinstvu niso naleteli na navdušen sprejem. Dodaja še, da lastniki medijskih podjetij navadno sprejemajo cenzuro, da bi se izognili morebitnim ekonomskim posledicam.
But as I mentioned before, the through the Radio Television High Council, they censor the movies or TV programs, etc. And the worst things that the screenwriters, scriptwriters start to self-censorship to be in that Because many of the production companies don't want to get be punished, economically punished by the Radio Television High Council. So in the mainstream media, there are no space for any alternative or the oppositional movement. For instance, the mainstream media, I think 90% belongs to AKP-related businessmen.
Kot odgovor na vprašanje, kakšna sredstva so na voljo gledališnikom in umetnosti v spopadu z biopolitičnimi neoliberalnimi taktikami oblasti, nam predstavi stanovsko strategijo.
Right now, the artists in the last few years, artists, actors, directors, players establish a labor union, which is very active in that sense. And in a few months, in the as the groups of the teacher groups, performance groups in Istanbul, we will establish a cooperative, an institution to defend our rights, to make a solidarity mechanisms among those groups. And the solidarity is the only option for us, because if we don't support each other, we couldn't survive under those conditions.
Kulturne novice je pripravil Vid. Bem-vindos.
Bem-vindos. Estão na companhia da Rádio Estudante, a emitir na frequência 89.3 MHz de Ljubljana. Um abraço de Portugal. 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 Portugal.